EVC Dispatches, AI Voices, Our Editorial Script. Some background before we get into it. Broadcom, the semiconductor company that designs custom AI chips, is apparently negotiating to raise somewhere between $70 and $100 billion through a special legal vehicle that would buy its own chips and then lease them to AI labs, including Anthropic, with Broadcom itself guaranteeing part of the debt. Bloomberg broke the story on the 21st of August. CNBC's David Faber confirmed it the same day with slightly different numbers. Flux has been on this since it landed. Flux, the headlines are all about the scale of the number. Is the scale actually the story?
Honestly, no. The number's large, it's just the wrong place to start. What matters is the arrangement underneath it. Broadcom sets up a special purpose vehicle, guarantees its debt. That vehicle goes and buys Broadcom's own chips, and then Anthropic gets to lease them rather than come up with the cash to purchase them outright. You've basically got the chipmaker cutting its customers' borrowing costs so the customer can take more chips.
Okay, hold on. Before we go further, what's a special purpose vehicle? Because that's doing a lot of work here.
Right, so an SPV is a legally separate entity you create to own a set of assets and borrow against them. The sponsor, Broadcom in this case, keeps the debt off its own balance sheet. Technically, it's the SPV borrowing, not Broadcom directly. The SPV owns the chips, leases them to Anthropic, and the guarantee is what makes the whole thing attractive to lenders.
And the guarantee is the bit you'd flag.
That's the part, yeah. The guarantee is what got the senior portion of this debt rated investment grade, meaning good enough for big institutional investors to hold it. And investment grade is cheaper to borrow against. So what Broadcom's actually contributing here isn't cash, it's its own credit rating.
So walk me through the structure as it actually exists. What did Bloomberg and CNBC each say?
Both reports landed on the 21st of August, and they don't quite agree. Bloomberg, as The Next Web was relaying it, described a senior secured tranche somewhere in the 60 to 70 billion range, sitting alongside a junior piece of around 30 billion. CNBC's David Faber had a different split, 45 billion senior, 35 billion junior, totaling maybe 70 to 80 billion. So the senior tranche alone varies by $30 billion across two same-day accounts.
That's a $30 billion gap in the part of the deal Broadcom's actually backing.
Right, and that's the number that determines Broadcom's contingent exposure. When two serious outlets report the same deal the same day, and they're that far apart on the senior tranche, you're looking at an early stage deal. The terms are still moving.
And this isn't the first time this structure's been used, is it?
No, this is actually the second act. Back in June 2026, Broadcom and Apollo and Blackstone ran the same playbook under what they called the AI XPV platform. That first tranche was $35 billion, backstopped mostly by Broadcom. That guarantee is what pushed the debt into investment-grade territory, which compressed the borrowing cost considerably.
How far does this platform ultimately go?
The stated target is 20-plus gigawatts of compute by 2028. Bloomberg characterizes the total cost as hundreds of billions. Reuters, cited by The Next Web, said that first June tranche funded roughly 1 gigawatt. So the platform has deployed maybe a 20th of where it's trying to get. And now there's a potential second tranche of 70 to 100 billion to scale it further. It may even come in stages.
Hang on, 20 gigawatts? Is there a way to make that land for someone who doesn't think in gigawatts?
The comparison Bloomberg used is that you'd need around 20 nuclear plants running flat out to match it, which is, you know, a lot. The point being, this isn't a bespoke financing arrangement for one AI lab. It's the beginning of what looks like a standing infrastructure finance machine.
Okay, so let me try to join this up. Broadcom sets up this legal vehicle. It borrows money, it buys chips, it leases them to Anthropic. Broadcom's guarantee is what makes the borrowing cheap. And the deal, as reported, is still moving, because two outlets are $30 billion apart on the senior number. Is that the spine of it?
That's it, pretty much. One thing to add, though, you have to hold who's actually bearing the risk. The SPV investors, Apollo, Blackstone, whoever takes down the senior paper, they bear the direct credit risk. Broadcom bears it on a contingent basis, through the guarantee. Legally, that exposure stays off Broadcom's balance sheet. But economically, it's a real liability if Anthropic stops generating enough to service the leases.
And Anthropic's financial position is what exactly?
Look, this is the part that matters. Anthropic posted a net loss of almost $42 billion in 2025. Now, the revenue picture is genuinely impressive. Q2 of 2026 came in above $11.5 billion, against about $787 million in the same quarter a year earlier. The growth is real, and it's fast.
But the lease payments?
Those are getting funded by investors writing checks, not by the business generating cash. Not yet, anyway. The SPV investors know this going in. The whole structure is a bet that Anthropic's revenue grows fast enough, soon enough, to eventually service the leases from the business itself. That's the condition the deal rests on.
Okay, so is this infrastructure finance or is it something else?
It's a vendor demand generation loop wearing the clothes of infrastructure finance. Here's what I mean. Broadcom designs custom chips for Alphabet and Meta, and it has supply agreements with Anthropic and OpenAI. Its chip business depends on customers actually deploying compute at scale. The SPV removes Anthropic's capital constraint. They don't need to find the cash to buy the chips up front. More financing capacity turns into more deployed silicon. More deployed silicon turns into more chip revenue for Broadcom. The guarantee is the mechanism that makes the whole thing run.
Hang on, because that framing makes Broadcom sound like it's taking on the risk to drive its own sales. Is that actually fair, or am I overshooting?
You're not overshooting. I'd put the emphasis differently, though. It's not that Broadcom is taking on risk recklessly. It's that there's a mismatch between how the risk sits legally and how it sits economically. Off-balance sheet treatment depends on rating agencies continuing to treat the guarantee as contingent rather than direct. And, you know, that assumption does a lot of work here.
Which brings me to the thing I genuinely want to push on. The June tranche was $35 billion, and Broadcom was mostly backstopping that. Now there's a potential second tranche of up to $100 billion. At some point, isn't contingent exposure just Broadcom's debt by another name?
That's the right question. The June tranche was one data point. If this second tranche closes at the top of the range, Broadcom will have backed, on a contingent basis, a volume of debt that starts to rival its own long-term debt on the balance sheet itself. One tranche is a bespoke arrangement. Two tranches at this scale is a feature of Broadcom's credit profile, not a one-off. The rating agencies treated the first one as contingent. They'll have to decide what the second one means.
You draw a comparison in the piece to aircraft leasing, Boeing, Airbus, occasionally backing customer financing.
I mean, look, it's the most familiar off-balance sheet template investors have. A manufacturer occasionally supports a customer's purchase, you know, at the margin. But what's different here, and it matters, is the direction and the scale. No aircraft manufacturer has ever anchored the entire senior tranche of a deal like this. And no aircraft manufacturer has done it for a customer losing $42 billion a year.
And Broadcom isn't the only chipmaker doing this, is it?
No. NVIDIA's running a similar thing, a coalition with BlackRock and Goldman Sachs, over $500 billion lined up for the AI buildout. And in August of this year, SEC staff put out a response tied to NVIDIA's program, saying data center securitization falls outside Dodd-Frank's risk retention rules.
Wait, Dodd-Frank risk retention. What does that mean in plain terms?
Right, so Dodd-Frank has rules that say if you package up loans or assets and sell them to investors, you have to keep some of that risk on your own books. The idea is you can't just offload bad debt and walk away. The SEC staff ruling said data center securitization, which is basically what these SPV structures are, doesn't trigger those rules. So the regulator has, at the margin, made the model easier to run at scale.
And given what you know from sort of the 2008 post-mortem, legally off-balance sheet and economically off-balance sheet can drift quite far apart.
They can. And the Dodd-Frank carve-out doesn't change that. The rating agency assumption embedded in the whole structure is that Broadcom's guarantee stays contingent in the formal sense. That holds as long as Anthropic's revenue growth outruns its losses fast enough. Either it does, or it doesn't. Pick one. Both conditions, the revenue trajectory and the rating treatment, are states, not permanent facts. The piece isn't saying they'll fail, it's saying their conditions.
So when you look ahead, what are you actually watching for?
Three things. Their rating agency question is the one I keep coming back to. The June tranche was one data point. This second tranche is where the pattern becomes something rating analysts have to name. The other thing I'd watch is Broadcom's September earnings call. Real question is whether they address the guarantee mechanism at all, or whether they continue to treat it as off-topic for their own investors. And then, the final senior-junior split when the deal actually prices, that number tells you the real shape of Broadcom's contingent exposure.
So to land this, the story isn't really about the size of the number. It's that Broadcom is lending out its credit rating so its loss-making customers can keep buying its chips.
That's it. The $70 to $100 billion will get the headlines. The guarantee is what actually tells you what's happening.
Flux, that's the dispatch. Thanks for getting into the structure of this one. We'll be back with another dispatch tomorrow.